Welcome to this month's guided audio meditation. We continue with our theme of interdependence this month. Yet another opportunity to deepen your experience of the living reality of interdependence. So let's begin as we often do, just with an awareness of the surface supporting you and the way your body connects with that surface, the way your body and your psyche let in a sense of support. And I'd like to invite you on the next out-breath to follow that out-breath all the way down to the bottom of the breath, somewhere inside you, and to notice the still point or the gap between one breath and the next. So as you follow the out-breath down to the bottom, there's going to be a gap, either a long luxurious gap or a barely noticeable gap between that out-breath and the next in-breath. Within that gap, there is a still point, a point of awareness where there is nothing to do, nothing to change. Instead, there is an invitation just to be between breaths. And of course, the breathing continues, so you notice the next in-breath, the next out-breath, always returning to the bottom of the breath. And there comes a time when the bottom of the breath and that still point become a place where you can just settle as all the breathing continues, where there is no need to leave that still point, regardless of whether you're breathing in or breathing out. This space between breaths is related in some ways to the space between thoughts or the space between physical sensations or the space between feelings. The space between is a place to rest and just be. What's nice about building a relationship with the space between, whether it's between breaths or between thoughts or between feelings, is that the process of breathing, thinking, sensing, feeling can go on. And it can go on in whatever ways are natural for it as you continue to rest in the space between. Our theme for this month's meditation, in terms of a concept or an experience to deepen your sense of inescapable interdependence, comes from a word coined by the Vietnamese Buddhist monk and teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh. Thich Nhat Hanh coined the word interbeing as a verb. It's a verb he uses to describe how inescapably we are related to one another and to the larger context of our planetary home. So Thich Nhat Hanh would say that in every sense we inter are. There is no way to be separate from the fact that we inter are. Notice your internal experience. When you meditate on the fact that you inter are with everything around you, and there is no way to be separate from all the other life and contexts in your world, you inter are with everything. Notice our tendency to place ourselves as separate from what is around us, but I'd like to remind you of a theme I most probably have shared before, which is to notice how the space around us that we normally think of as separating things, notice what happens in your experience if you were to consider that the space around you, the space around everything, is actually the very thing that connects us. That the space around us is the thing that connects all that is. That there can be no separation when we are connected by virtue of the space around us. We are connected within the space around us, and we inter are. Notice your responses to the sensation of feeling that the space around you, or imagining, if that's the easier thing to do, that the space around you inevitably, inescapably connects you with everything you can see or sense in your environment. And if you have windows around you and you can see out of them, notice what it's like to sense into the fact that the space you see beyond your windows, going out into the world, continues to connect you with everything you can perceive. You inter are with everything. There can be no real separation. For some people, that is a comforting experience. For others, it's uncomfortable. So be sure to allow mixed feelings as you meditate on this idea of interbeing. It is impossible not to be connected. In a world of interbeing, interdependence and interconnection are taken for granted. What would your day be like and the week ahead if you were to hold an awareness of interbeing with everyone and everything you encounter? Looking at a tree, for example, and saying to yourself, "Oh, we inter." Or noticing an insect, or a rock, or another person, and recalling, oh, the space between us actually is what connects us. In this moment, we are connected, right here, right now. Noticing what quality this would bring to your everyday experience. Allowing in whatever awareness or sensation, feeling, perhaps a thought floating through that might arise as you connect with this living reality of interbeing and interdependence. As we get ready to close our meditation for this time, I want to invite you back to that place at the bottom of the breath, the space between breaths that opens the possibility of touching into the still point where you can find ease and perhaps quiet. Give yourself an opportunity to become increasingly familiar with this beautiful space between. So for now, it's time to close this meditation that we do together, but of course, you can keep right on going for as long as you feel moved to sit with these experiences. And so, until next time, I wish you well.